Welcome to our podcast at Home on the Lakeshore, where we talk about home loans with our local home loan experts with United One Credit Union. Hey, this is episode number 4, holiday edition. Insert sleigh bells. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully our production guy, Andrew, will insert sleigh bells here. Okay. Well, hopefully that happened and we didn't just look like fools. Or sound like them, right? So hopefully we got some sleigh bells in there for you folks and getting for this holiday edition, episode 4 of At Home on the Lakeshore. Let's welcome back our home loan experts, Linda, Julie, Carrie. Welcome to the holiday edition of our podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Happy holidays to all of you.
Yes, it's hard to believe we're at that point of the year already.
Mm-hmm. Well, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, all of that.
Excellent. Yes, it's crazy how fast of a year goes. Don't we say that every year, though? We get towards the end of a year and we're like, wow, what a fast year. I mean, we're going to be saying 2024 and having to put that on calendars and when we're writing things out next year. And that's going to just throw me off. It always does. It takes me a month or two to get used to putting the new year on documents and things like that. It's just 2024. Can you believe it?
Crazy.
It went crazy. Too fast.
Yes. Well, before we get to Julie's new segment of the show called Julie's Joke of the Show, let's bask a little bit in the glory of this time of year. You know, you got the lights, the music, the sights and sounds. It's a magical season this time of year with the holidays and the new year coming up and a lot of time for gathering with family and friends and celebrations. So I wanted to ask you, our experts, what do you love most about this time of year?
I think the family, the gatherings, of course, the food.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, you know, the most that I love doing.
Nice. I second on the food, Linda, on that one for sure. Holiday eats and treats, right?
Yeah.
It's nice to get the kids all under one roof. It's hard to, you know, spend time with everyone all at once, except around this time of year, it seems to work out. So that's always nice.
Mm-hmm. Good excuse for everyone to get together, right? And spend time. And because it's kind of generally not very nice out, it means you can all gather around the table or around the fireplace or in the living room and the Christmas tree or those kind of things. And
of course,
just
the
enjoy
decorating.
Being together. Oh, yes, the decorations.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know me. I love my holiday decorations.
Well, me personally, Carrie, I still like those old-timey Christmas classics, too. Sorry, Linda, what were you going to share?
I was like, Carrie, I need to hire you to come out and decorate for me.
A bottle of wine and I'm there.
Okay, what kind do you like? Come on.
Okay, so now we got to ask that question. What do you dread about the holidays? It's okay to share.
I struggle, with the holidays just because there's so much hustle and bustle and running here and making sure you're seeing everybody and not in getting down to enjoy the time. It's where are we going next and who do we need to see? And the kids are coming in and out of the house because they have significant others at those houses they have to go to, and it just goes by so fast and just buying everything and all of a sudden it's gone, and I just really struggle through the holidays with just get us down to really what the holidays meant. We lose that.
Yeah, I agree too. You know, when my kids were younger, I knew what to get them. Now as people, you know, they're older, it's like everything, one, costs a lot more. So, and then, you know, it's all technology now, you know, it's like, okay, what do they have? What don't they have? And then looking at everything, prices are just a little bit more expensive. So I guess I dread that part of it, mm-hmm. how everything has just become different.
Mm. Yeah. Finding the right gift. That can be a challenge, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We all know that feeling when we nail a gift, like we're like, oh, look what I found. This is going to be awesome. Slam dunk. This is great. Then there's other times where you're like walking through the stores or shopping online or however you prefer to do it. And you're just like striking out and you're like, I don't know what to do here. How do you get somebody that has everything something new, or how do you make it exciting or fun without another tie or pair of socks, right?
Exactly. I just feel like I have this list from the kids and I just go down to the list and buy it all. I'm like, well, they wanted it, but where's the excitement? You know, like they knew they were going to get it. So
yeah.
And I'm not a huge shopper, so I struggle.
Well, for me, I live farther away from my family now than I used to, so I dread the traveling. You know, you get those winter storms that can blow up, or you're, hey, we're going to go from point A to point B, and then that blizzard blows through, and you end up having to change your plans or getting stuck somewhere. Or thankfully, I've never been one of those people stuck at an airport or stuck in some city or town completely far from family and even far from home. So, but I do feel for anybody that has done that. And then, of course, the greatest dread of all during the holiday season, and that is the holiday music being played anytime before Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm the opposite of you. I could start listening to it now. I'm one of those annoying people.
I think I've heard it already in some stores.
Yeah.
I think I've gone into some stores already in October, and I was like, is that a holiday song? Like, what's going on? You know, but you know, now being December, of course, let's listen to it 100% all the time.
Yes. Yeah. So speaking of, now that it's the proper appropriate time, shall we do a little caroling for our listeners? Anyone want to, you know, give it a shot?
No.
We vote you, Mike. We vote you.
Okay, well, I tried, folks, and you can either thank us later, because I'm sure you'll appreciate that we decided not to do caroling in today's episode. So, but that does segue nicely into Julie's joke of the show. Julie, take it away.
Well, I wanted to let everybody know I applied for a new job, and it was hanging mirrors. It's something I can see myself doing.
Oh, boy.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh my gosh.
Sure you don't want the caroling?
You might want the caroling. Yep.
Oh, yep. Next year people will be begging for the caroling.
Yep.
Oh, well, thank you, Julie. You always bring a special kind of joy to our episodes. You're kind of like our very own jolly Saint Nick. So thank you.
You bet. Stay tuned.
Oh, okay. Well, now that I think the ice is not just completely broken, it's melted, shattered, and sent away like a glacier melting, let's move to today's home-centric, home-buying-centric topic. And today we're going to be talking about WHEDA, W-H-E-D-A, Wisconsin's first-time homebuyer program. So I want to ask the basic of basic questions first, and then experts take it away. And that is, what does W-H-E-D-A, WHEDA, stand for?
Great question, and I'm glad that you're spelling it out, because sometimes people think it's wheat, like the grain WHEDA, but Mike, like you've indicated, it's W-H-E-D-A, which is Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. That is WHEDA, and they are just a Wisconsin program. It's only designed for residents of Wisconsin.
Sounds very official. But it's a good thing. It's a good kind of official. Sometimes when agencies like this get involved in things, it can be challenging. But in this case, it's really a positive thing for first-time home buyers and Wisconsin residents, right?
Yes, it is.
And it's no longer just first-time home buyers. We can actually also do second, third time. You can only have one WHEDA loan at a time, but you can use it multiple times now. So that's a great thing that they did with WHEDA to open it up to more residents in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, nice. Hey, let's repeat that one more time for our listeners, because even I was confused. I thought it was just for first-time home buyers, but Linda, you're saying that it's for anybody that might qualify to get that assistance, whether they're buying a first home or second or third home?
Correct. That is correct. It is not only for a first-time home buyer, but if you've had a home before and you have one now, you're selling and you qualify, that is the big thing. You must qualify for the program. We could get you back into a WIDA program.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And they do have some income limits. We always check to make sure, like, by your household size, you're within the income limits. But if you are, it's a great way to get into a house with little or no down payment. They let you finance not only the purchase price, but also some or all of the down payment and closing costs.
Yep. Some of those income limits, granted, they can change every year. They usually change April, May timeframe. But right now for Manitowoc and Sheboygan County, they're both the same. And if it's 1 to 2 people in the house, you can make up to $96,000 a year. 3+. So when we mentioned 3+, that's any additional people. And kids count in that. Again, even if it's a 2-year-old, now you have 3+ in the house. Now the income limit has increased to $110,745,000. So those income limits are very nice, very generous for qualifying.
What are some other features of the program, or what do members ask about the most or appreciate the most when we share with them what WIDA can do for them to help them out?
One of the things is that a WIDA program, the rates are a little lower on the first-time homebuyer portion of it, of course. Then we go into, if you're using it a second time, the rate can be very similar to what the current secondary market is. But, you know, a lot of things that we see with WIDA is, like Carrie was stating, they do have an additional program that they can help you with their down payment and closing costs. If you have very little funds, we can, you know, use that. There's other programs, because you are under that limit or that household limit, there might be other down payment assistance programs we could get you into. So we like using WIDA a lot. One, because it saves you in interest, but then it also helps you. There's different things that we can help you out to get you into that home. So that's one of the programs that we like looking at first when you come in. Of course, there's other programs that we would be looking at.
Another nice thing is rates. A lot of other programs will tier your interest rates based on your credit score. The better your credit score, the higher it is, usually the lower rate you get. With WIDA, if you qualify, you meet at least their minimum credit score, your rate isn't adjusted based on that score. So sometimes, maybe, like, say they have a decent credit score, but it's not A+. They might get a very much lower rate through WIDA than if they went through some of the other conventional programs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct.
So when going through a WIDA program, does that take a little longer because it's a slightly different process? Or what's the length of time compared to, like, a traditional mortgage or some of the other options that would be out there?
A lot of times WIDA is even a little bit faster than some of the conventional, because it is just Wisconsin. They're not pulling files from all over the United States. It is strictly Wisconsin lenders. It's Wisconsin residents. So typically things do move along a little bit faster. They also understand our weather. So if there's conditions on the property, they know in the middle of winter that you aren't going to be replacing a septic system, or maybe if the house needed some painting or something like that. Those underwriters live in Wisconsin, so they understand, yep, we just got 12 inches of snow. You aren't going to be replacing the roof. So they're more understanding in Wisconsin. And again, they really, right now in the market we're in, they really are very fast on their underwriting.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And then the rest easy to of work it is with
too.
Yes, that mm. is very, very true. The mm-hmm. underwriters are very easy to work with. Mm-hmm. And servicing, if you have a question, calling back, and even for us to help members, members come back to us and ask for assistance. It's very easy to work with the people at WIDA.
Mm. Nice. That's always good to hear when that process works so smoothly, not just for you guys and what you do in the role, but then for the members too. That makes that a faster process and an easier a path to getting into their home, which I think is really great. Are there some other key points of the WIDA program that you guys have noticed in your years of experience, or that you've seen, or success stories that you've witnessed that make this program really stand out for something that we could offer?
I believe like how Julie was stating with the underwriters and, you know, that they're understanding, you know, this is a secondary market product. It is a state product, but some things that I've seen is if we question, say, a condition that comes through, we're able to call that underwriter and help understand like what they're needing, or if we already provided something that we're, you know, questioning their question, we're like, okay, well, we provided this, can you look at it? They are great to work with. They will look at it again and go, oh yes, I see where you're getting your numbers and they make sense. That is what we're going to do. So I just feel that they are very down to earth. Like they understand that we are not trying to pull one over them, that we are trying to get this person into the home, and we are looking at all the conditions, and we are looking to see what we at the credit union and them as the state being able to get them into that house.
I agree. I think the underwriters truly live their mission of they are trying to get people into affordable housing. They right. want people to be in their own houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Along with their conventional product, they do offer FHA. So FHA has been, I don't know, originally with WIDA, they only did conventional. Now they have added FHA in the last couple of years. So maybe somebody's credit score isn't the highest, or maybe they have a blemish or a ding here or there. WIDA has the FHA product. So it is still a benefit to stay with WIDA and go through that underwriting. Yes, there's a couple more rules, but we can use that down payment assistance and still gets them into the house. It is a little bit designed around a little bit more of a risky file, but they still offer very, very good underwriting with the FHA as well.
Plus, they still partner up that easy close second mortgage, even with the FHA product, so you can still get down payment and closing cost assistance through them, no mm-hmm. matter which program you use.
Oh, that's nice. So you could take advantage of multiple programs going through WIDA that way.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct.
Okay. Wow, so many options.
You get in, I mean, truly... If you use the mortgage, conventional or FHA, and an easy close, a lot of times you're walking in with zero funds or very minimal. I had a closing recently that they had to come in with $335. Who's buying a house for $335?
Or sometimes they're handing you a check back towards things you've prepaid, like your appraisal or your earnest money. There's certain things that you can do that, you know, other programs just won't through WIDA. Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to interject. I know Julie was stating FHA, you know, so that is the federal home loan product that's out there. Just wanted to kind of let you know that. And also she mentioned Easy Close. The Easy Close is the down payment assistance program that WIDA themselves have to help you with the down payment and closing costs. And of course, when we talk to you, we might say all of these acronyms, but we will explain everything to you when we are talking. Because in the mortgage world, there is a lot of acronyms. There is so many things that we say. We might think, oh, you know, we're just blurting it out. But we do realize that you have not bought a home, or you bought a home years ago, and you don't always hear all of these acronyms every day. And we do. We will explain everything to you. So don't ever feel that you are asking a question, oh my God, that might be a dumb question. But it isn't. There is no such thing.
That's right. I tell people that all the time. No question is a dumb question. Ask it's away. Not.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what
especially
you don't
when making
know.
That, oh, yeah. Especially when making that size of a purchase, too. I mean, you're looking at buying a home. So it's good to understand. And that's why you're all here, mortgage experts, people that are doing this all the time, every day. Okay, maybe not all the time on the weekends, every day. But, you know, every day that you're working.
Sometimes you take a break on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, Stacy's getting you some paid time off from time to time, right?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else that we'd want to wrap up with WIDA as our topic here today?
And don't be afraid to, like, I know when we were saying that it is an income driven program, you know, again, if you don't know if you're going to be over or under that limit, come on in. We will talk to you about it. We will, you know, ask you some questions and determine if that is the best program or if we have to go to a different program. But again, 100%, WIDA is a really, really good program.
Excellent.
So don't be afraid of it.
Right? That's why we're here. Ask those questions and find out what options you have available so you can make the right choice for you and your family and purchasing that home. And now we know it doesn't just have to be a first time. It could also be if you're buying your second or you're onto your next home or third home or things like that. So excellent. Well, thank you all to our experts for sharing your knowledge and information about the WIDA product, and to all of our listeners today for joining us. If you have any questions about home loans, home equity, or the home buying process, feel free to reach out to us. You can contact us by email. We encourage your questions. You can reach us at homeloans@unitedone.org with the one all spelled out. We'd also love to highlight and answer your questions in a future podcast. So go on and drop us a line and see if we can't help answer your question. So also, if you like what we're doing, hop on the podcast, give us a like, give us a review, share it with others. You can follow us on Facebook at Facebook/UnitedOneCU or on Instagram with @UnitedOneCU. Whew. Well, we are going to have some brand new episodes starting in the new year 2024. We got exciting lineup of topics that we're going to be covering. Man, it's just so weird to say 2024, but we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves. It is still the holiday season, and we want to wish all of you and your families safe and joyous holiday seasons. Experts, any holiday wishes you'd like to share with our listeners, please go ahead.
Just happy holidays, enjoy your family, and keep on trucking.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas and bring on 2024.
Let's do it. All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next year.